Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. I'm hiding in the attic by myself, I think.
No, you're here. We have others here. We're just trying to figure out what the co-producer doing.
Oh.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
All righty. So the co-producers having a little issues. Well, good evening and welcome to How's the Hodge podcast, where today we are featuring the attic, where we just come out and just kick it about any and everything. So sit back, everybody, and let's relax and let's have a good time tonight. So what's going on out there in the world today? Nothing.
Hello? I have a cold, and I'm not happy.
You have a cold, and you're not happy? Why?
No. And I'm going on vacation next week. I better be better.
Okay. All right, so you got to do what you got to do to get better. Ain't no reason to be mad, because it's going to happen.
How many years have you been better.
Right, exactly. How many years have you went without a cold?
Zero.
Okay, so it happens every year. So since it happens every year, we just buckle down and ride it out, because it's all a part of life.
Yes,
ain't no,
sir.
There ain't no reason to make it a bad thing.
Thank you for the reminder.
Hey, tell her, Nurse Carmen, what happens with a cold. Break it down for us.
Just cleaning out all the germs. It's a body way to fight off.
Yes.
What's going on with the body?
All right.
It's your past.
Yeah, see there? Cleaning out the body. It was cleaning it out, getting you ready for your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo!
That's a beautiful thing, right? See? Now we not sad no more, right?
Fine. I'm so happy I have a cold.
Oh, okay. So where are you going on your vacation?
Doing a 4-day Bahamas cruise.
Cool.
After Michael visits, then I'll be down there. There's a little hurricane happening.
Yeah.
It'll be
okay.
All right, though.
Did it have any destruction there so far? Or
no,
I don't think so. Okay.
And with the cruise, I don't think it'll affect us very much, you know. My sisters are going. Some of the kids are going. It'll be a nice family trip.
Like a family trip or a girls trip? All girls?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Fun time had by all. All right.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay. So then that means you just need to enjoy your cold, get it over with, so that next week.
Enjoy it.
Well, I know the body is sore, but that's its way also of telling you to slow down and take it easy.
That's all.
That is a true statement.
Okay, so why should we be mad? My bad.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, okay, so don't feel good. That don't mean we should be mad. We just buckle down and deal with it. Because it's going to happen. Nothing we can do to change it.
True.
I just say that now because I don't have one.
Yeah, come here. Let's talk to you. I'll help you get one.
No, that's why we're using the podcast system. We're going over the Wi-Fi signals and stuff.
Yeah,
Brother co-producer, you up and running yet, Brother co-producer? Oh, all right. So, hey, I see him.
No?
Yeah, he's trying to get on there. He got all of this brand new equipment, and so he He's plugging it up, trying to get it going. But when he get going,
where's the family? Where's everybody?
I don't know where they're at. They might have went to sleep. All right. But I see we got a caller from the 305 area code. Good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, family. I'm doing wonderful. Hello, Brother Messenger.
Hey, bless you, dear. Would you come with a different phone?
No. That's...
No, I'm in the car.
Right.
I'm on the car on my way to the JLB.
Oh, all right. All right, I hear you. You're going to that job, all right? you go to that job.
Eat.
All right, how was your day?
It was fabulous. Thank you for the well wishes, Brother Messenger. Thank you so much.
All right, and then did you have a great birthday?
I was making money. Of course it was a good day.
Okay. She said I was making money. Any day she could make money, she was doing good. All right.
Well, any day on this side of the dirt is a good day.
All right. That's right. Even if you got a cold, it might be a little down, but hey, we know better days are coming. So we're going to rejoice in that cold. Drink your plenty of soup. Yeah, drink you some soup and just cuddle up and ride it out.
Right now, Brother Master.
Hello,
that's
right. Hello, my sister.
Oh, okay, well, we're supposed to be having an attic, but my co-producer, he's got having all kind of technical difficulties. So how's the governor doing down there in that race down there? I heard it's tightened up a little bit.
It's tightened up. They're trying to bring up some foolishness from some associate of his. It's under investigation. They're trying to link him to the investigation. They're running ads that he denied not treatment, but when we had the storm last year,
right,
he declined to allow the electric company to restore electricity to some part. They have a mother of a child with autism, a special kind of autism that, you know, some of the behaviors are triggered with extreme heat.
Right,
So they're playing on that little emotional card. Anything to knock the black man down, anything to knock the black. But it's not, of course, it's not true. I mean, everybody got the services that they were supposed to get.
Right. And I remember when he first started running, they were saying that it was something about him, but he was able to, he still won the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they was trying, so now they come in heavy. But that's to be expected. They're going to come heavy. Florida just got to stay strong and don't believe the hype. See, Trump tell his people.
Gilliam.
Yeah. All right, talk to me, my brother. Yeah, that's what they're coming after. We get an update report from Sister Sunshine on her way to her job.
But, you know, he won the nomination by not even spending $700,000.
So now, once again, what is the allegations against the brother?
One of his friends are under federal investigation. Of course, it's guilt by association. And then there's, after the storm last year, they're running ads that he denied, the power companies to come in to restore treatment, restore electricity to certain areas, and that affected children, health. Huh?
Were they supposed to be minority?
No, actually, it's not a minority woman. It's a Caucasian woman saying that her son. So she's playing on the denying of the power, and that her child has autism and wasn't able to receive electricity that could have prevented some of his behaviors being triggered.
I hope he went anyway. I mean, wait a minute. How many gangsters did he have connected with him? He had Cohen. He had who else? Oh, we talk about Gilliam. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Keep up, everybody. All I'm saying is, if he's got one criminal associated with him, 45 has got several criminals associated with him. So if fair being fair, run the race. He still may be a winner. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm hoping he does win. It'll be a historical day in this.
Yeah. But see, there's a lot. But there's a lot of Mexicans and stuff in Florida, and Cubans and stuff. And last, when it was time to vote for president, a lot of them voted for Trump. You know.
Yes, and believe it or not, a lot of Haitians did too, because they sided on the fact of the whole alleged that Clinton stole the money from, you know, the earthquake in Haiti.
Oh, okay.
But now he's trying to deport their behind for their
gratitude.
Right.
Just what you get.
Hey, so, you know, as we look at, first of all, to the audience, don't really know what happened. I think the storm in Florida some way affected my electronics. Nobody bought it.
That's just what happened. That's just what happened, bro.
I don't know what happened. I've been up recording all night. I got my new system in play. Half hour, we set up, doing a little couple of recordings, and then it just shot out. So tomorrow, I'm going to stop pretending as if I know how to set this shit up, and I will have a IT person come to my house. I hope you don't break me, but I'm going to get my shit set up tomorrow because this is very, very frustrating nonetheless. But anyway, it can't be as frustrating as that police officer who got his ass sent to jail about shooting that minority. Anybody up on that? Nobody?
I couldn't. You were going in and out, and it's like a crackling noise.
Oh, so even on the phone, I can't.
Oh, now it's a little better. Now it's a little better.
There's a police officer who got sentenced behind a wrongful death.
Oh, in Chicago?
In Chicago, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is it's about damn time. And you know what? If they do that, excuse me, because I have brothers that are stepbrothers, police officers. If they are found guilty of wrongdoing, they have to be sentenced more frequently in order to deter that constant or the repeated actions of the nation not giving a damn. You see, now that this police officer went to jail, I know they're probably thinking 1 in 10,000, but now the possibility is real that people are going to investigate your ass and all these wrongful deaths. Most of them, because we're still in America, most of them are not going to go unpunished. So, again, if you start looking at the police officers that are involved in these wrongful deaths, and start sending their ass to jail. And once again, after being convicted, I mean, everybody is entitled to due process. But once that due process comes in and you are found guilty, then first of all, you got to find them guilty and stop letting them walk. But once they're found guilty, send their ass to jail with the people they locked up. And I don't say that harshly, but I say that if we attack the problem in that manner, I guarantee you, police officers will start policing their own actions because nobody wants to go to jail.
That's affirmative. But that's not going to happen unless
we
get up there.
I'm sorry. Oh.
No, I'm just saying it's not going to happen unless we get out there and vote so that we can start changing this stuff so that, just as Sister Sunshine was about to say, so that there are some type of laws on the book that's going to help us, because as long as there's no laws, they still can get away with it. Some of the stuff that they get away with is ridiculous compared to some of the stuff that they convict people of.
Yeah.
They're going to convict you for a piece of string they found in the rug, but you don't get convicted when they got a video of you shooting somebody. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because all they have to prove is fear of their life, and that's it. That's all they have to say. And who's to say? Because it's your perception of fear of your life.
Right. So that's one of them little okey-doke laws that they got in there to protect them regardless. Unless, of course, you happen to be a black police officer, then that might not be applicable to you.
Well, the only thing that really you don't find, and again, when I say you don't find, I'm not going to say it never happened, but how often do you see in the news where black police officers are in white neighborhoods with unjustified killings? Now, again, I'm not saying it don't happen, but you don't see that shit on the news. Because I'm pretty sure it don't happen with enough consistency that it's an issue. And don't get me wrong, and when I say it's an issue, please, I'm not saying white lives don't matter. Everybody's damn life matter. I'm just saying black police officers are not as prone to shoot white folk in their neighborhood for no reason. That's what I'm saying.
But they're prone to shoot black and Hispanic folks.
What's that all about?
What is that all about?
Because the fear of I need to fit in.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but you figure if you're in a precinct and all the police officers have a open tolerance for minority beatings and killings, you stand up against that, you put your life in low danger. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds
sick,
it sounds twisted.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, that's a real dichotomy for that black police officer. No, I don't want to be a part of beating of anybody, white or black. But if I tell, then I'm going to be on the other end of that beating.
Yeah, but there are so many – what gets me is there are so many black police officers. Now, I understand that it's rough, and I understand that there'll be times where you might have to shoot somebody. I understand that. But I meant just a general confrontation with black police officers are almost just as worse as with other police officers.
A white officer. Yeah.
Right, yes.
I think it's a mentality associated with the person that even takes that job, regardless of their skin tone or their hue. I think it's
You're
a total thought process, a total belief system, regardless of, you know, that, especially the ones that stay. A lot of people get in that job and can't really take it. They leave, there are marital issues, they start drinking, you know, they start gambling, all other things because they can't really take what they're doing. But then there's others that get up, go to work every day, and that's a metabolism, and they do what they got to do. I think it's just a total mentality associated with people that go into that line of work. Regardless of the hue of their complexion.
Well, I mean, that is true, but for some reason, there are so many news clippings of white police officers going into white neighborhoods with exacerbated or accelerated situations and never take their gun out to holster. You see, when you see that, then you understand. Of course police officers are trained properly. But if I didn't like your ass before I arrived on the scene, then I'm going to deal with you just like I don't like you. I'm not here to police you. I'm here to beat your ass. So, again, it's got to be it's a mindset. And that is a rough job, but you got to understand that's a rough job when you go to take it.
Right.
Everything ain't for everybody. So
definitely
you want to be a police officer, you better step up. And there's certain things, a certain disposition that you have to maintain, in order to do your job properly. But again, when I see you maintaining on some, but not on others, then I'm under the impression that you maintained just like you wanted to. You did that unjustified killing because you wanted to. It wasn't because you lacked training. It's because that's what you wanted to do. That's what I said.
All
right. Yeah, that's what they did to the guy in the IHOP guy. They didn't even try and play it off, like send the dog, give him a scratch or any. Not the IHOP. The what is it? What's this thing in the South? What's the restaurant called? Oh, my God. Waffle House. The guy who shot at Waffle House. and they found him in the woods, and they know he was armed, and they know he had a history of violence, and they knew he had weapons on him. He came out of the woods without a scratch on. They didn't even try and play it off. Like, you know, give him a little scratch or something. A little dirt on him or anything.
We got a new caller here from 843. How you doing, caller?
I'm good.
Is this my niece?
Oh, yeah. It's me, Miracle.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, we was going to say this. We were going to say this news here for another podcast. But since you kept your ass up, Rachel,
Miracle.
Curse at her. Let me tell you, Messenger, you go ahead and take this, because I'm going to probably throw a bunch of shit and ass and some cuss words up in there. So go ahead and explain what I'm trying to explain, Brother Messenger.
Well, she's here. She can explain it for herself. Tell everybody about your, what has happened in your life, my dear. You want to do it? Right.
I can. Back in January, I started having broken ribs without incident. So from January up until about a month ago, I had 8 broken ribs. And my shoulder, my left shoulder, the scapula, had tumors on it. And the muscles and the tendons are coming loose on my left shoulder. So after seeing several doctors, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer. And to make a long story short, the set of tests that I took with him, x-rays, a full body x-rays, and my blood work. I think that was it, but those tests showed that I indeed had multiple myeloma and tumors on my bone and several lesions. So I had an appointment yesterday to go sign up for radiation. They were going to do radiation on my left shoulder and chemotherapy at home. So I went to sign up for radiation, and the doctor wanted to go ahead and do a round of it yesterday. So before he can get started, my oncologist called him and told him not to do anything. To send me upstairs to his office. So I get upstairs to his office, and he finally comes in the room, and he has a stack of papers, reports with him. And he asked me, how was I feeling today? And I said, about the same as usual. So he said, well, I think today is a good day not to have cancer. Mm. He said that the last test that I had taken, which would be a bone biopsy, blood work, and a full body scan, the tests all came back negative.
Okay, thank you.
That I didn't have cancer.
Okay.
All right.
So, within a month's time, I went from stage 3 multiple myeloma cancer to not having cancer at all.
All right. So what'd you say? Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
That's why I was late. Good evening, everybody. That's why I was late. I had to go get this story.
Hello.
What story
Hello.
Did you have to go get?
I had to go get this miracle here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story.
Okay.
That's why I was late. And you know the hurricane out there, right?
Yeah.
North Carolina 95.
Hey, my little, that's my oldest niece. That's the first. That's the first of the lineage.
I ain't paid for no gas on the way up here.
No.
But I went and got the story.
Hey, we thank you for that. We do thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, we like to laugh and joke and have a good time. But it's also important. I know this ain't the messenger, but it's important for us to hear how things, even though we think they're bad, how they can turn out to be good. And that goes back to what the messenger is always saying. All things work together for the good.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell me this. If everything working together for the good, somebody tell me how Kavanaugh got his ass on the Supreme Court. How the hell that works? Somebody explain that to me. Flabbergasted. I mean, this shit working for the good.
Because the Republicans put him there.
It's working for the good because what's happening is the Republicans just bulldog their way through. And so the good that's coming out of it is the people are starting to wake up to realize that they've been giving their power away. It ain't going to be easy, but it's now they've woken the people up. Now they're starting to recognize and do better. So hopefully in the coming future, the people of this great country will have their act together and start putting the right people in there, not because of gender, color, or anything like that, but people that are truly there to help this country become a better country. That's the good coming out of it.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. Was that good enough for you, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
but,
I know. But I'm just saying, they sworn him in. They took him, got him a new suit, and sent that nigga to work the next day. Was it the next day he was on case? They said, we're going to get you embedded into this court. So the Democrats will forget about your ass. And then we're going to have you and Clarence here representing women.
But see, I don't think that's going to happen, though. If they ever get the power, they're going to do just like my man said in the Soldier Story. I ain't forget about you.
I don't know. I say when they get the power, they're going to be too busy fixing the shit that Trump, that 45 that messed up. That by the time they get around to Kavanaugh, well, I said, he's probably going to be done groped.
Sodomite. Oh my goodness.
He gonna fight Sodomite out for drinks, man. She gonna be like, look, I know your history, man.
I don't think he can get enough. I don't even think he can get his wife to go out and have drinks with him.
Let me tell you something. You think that man stopped that action after college? First of all, let me say this. I'm a firm believer in the democratic process, no matter how demented our process is right now. They bullshitted what they put into the vote. So we had a chance as a nation to stop that shit, but we didn't. So I say, good luck to you. Damn that. I'm sorry. You went through the process. You found enough crooked-ass, non-caring about the nation people to confirm you. Keep the damn job.
But you got to understand this, though. It's not the people. It's just the powerful right now, because technically the people didn't even elect Donald Trump. It's the way they've got things rigged. So it's not so much
that
they did. Yeah, they could have done better. But this last thing with the judge, with the Supreme Court, they couldn't do anything with it. They did all that they could as far as just slowing it down. They had made up their mind they was getting them.
Yeah. Like I said,
that's what my man said from day one. Regardless of what they do, he will be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch said that. Mitch's going to be out of
job.
You know
what? I think it shows how...
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I think that it shows how little white men think of white women, period. I really do believe that. They're not going to let a white woman, a woman period, but a white woman, tell them anything or cause them to alter their judgment or their path in any way.
Yeah,
well,
you're right.
If you notice, there was no Republican women on the Republican side. There was all white.
Somebody
men.
Go. Okay, but you know what though? All I'm gonna say, and let this marinate. If the Senate Judiciary Committee, all those older white men,
mm-hmm.
don't care about white women, Lord have mercy for the rest of the world. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
If
they don't
care
about
white women, they could give a damn
about
a black woman.
And that's the situation we're in. That's the situation we're in right now. But the white
they
women
care.
Are just too ignorant to understand that.
To understand that, yeah.
Ooh.
And the proof is in the pudding. They voted for a black man twice before they would let a white man do a white woman do what he did. And they voted for him. Even women voted for him before voting for a white woman to do with his job. Three times they had a chance. And they both said, hell no, hell no, hell no.
Well, I think that a lot of times if you're married, you tend to vote the way your husband votes. A lot of times, not always.
Well, you got to remember, in some households, especially in the white household, the man, so go the man, so go the woman. She follows her man. That's the way they've been brought up.
Yeah, but I just want to rephrase that comment about voters being too ignorant about what's happening. What I think it was, what was said there was they just not following up on the process. Trust me, yeah, it's not a case of them being ignorant. It's just a case of just not following up on the process. Cause
no, I mean ignorant as far as following their husband. Remember back in the time, back in like the 50s. Remember back in the 50s,
that word ignorant would be right now.
Back in the 50s, if a white man left his wife, she was shit out of luck. She couldn't.
Yep.
She didn't have no job skills or nothing. It was the white. It was the man that controlled everything. He did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
She ain't even know how to pay bills. He give her an allowance. What he saw that she needed to spend.
So the fact that I think that in November, white women, black women, I think all women, men, woman, any variation, I think we're coming out and gonna try to set it straight. Yeah, that's what I think, and that's what I hope for, that we're gonna come out and set this straight because. Again, a couple of more victories for 45 in this manner. Even though, I, you know what? Let's just get past color just for one second.
We can't.
How is that even possible?
Right. Even with the white woman voting behind her man, not for her own interest, it has to do with color. People don't want
to
accept it, but it has to do with color. I would rather these racist men, who technically don't bother me, so I'm okay, I'd rather they do what they want than we give one of these socialists opportunity to ruin this great country of ours. And most socialists, the way they see it, are of color.
Cut off their nose to spite their face.
But a lot of us do that. Not just them, but we do it also because for any, if you're not a financially secure person, you have no reason whatsoever. And I'm just saying, if you're financially secure, you could vote for him because he going to get you more money and he going to let you keep your money. But that's the only good thing that he would do. He could care less about the other 97% of the people. So any
but
of the
it's not even the money. It's just as a woman, how much could you loathe yourself that you would vote for that man? Just as a woman.
It's either him or a black person. It's either him or a black person or him or this or that. You know what I mean? It's always something else that would make him go to it. Right now, they mad at all the Democrats, per se, because they want to make them socialists. They're listening to that. And because of, they know better, but because of that racist in them, they won't do better. They won't do better. You know, these people complain. Just think about when Obama was trying to get Obamacare through. And when he got it through, they're so ignorant. They said, you know what? We don't want Obamacare, but we want to keep our Medicaid. It's all part of the same thing.
The Affordable Care Act.
Right, yes. But because they call it Obamacare.
They gave it the name Obamacare.
Not a bad name. I accept that name. That's cool.
No, I'm saying no. They gave it that name to associate that with the black president.
And and because of that, they chose to go against him. And then they fed it into the people that now we get ready to get this white woman to follow right behind this black man, and we ain't having it no more. And because I got to tell you this, I'd say about 75% of the stuff that they said about Hillary, it just wasn't true. But a lot of people look at Hillary like Hillary was crooked. And I'm not saying that she did no wrong, but we look at her like she was one of the worst people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't no worse than any of the other ones. And she definitely wasn't anything near Trump.
That is Trump.
Yeah, because Trump, man, Trump on this old gangster stuff.
He demonized Hillary. He made her look like the demon, and they just fed that up, you know, they ate it.
As a matter of fact,
at one of these rallies he just held, they was talking about locking, what's her name, Feinstein?
Yeah.
They was talking about locking her up.
They should lock her ass up. Yeah, I mean, not knock her up. I went too hard. But they should do something to that ass, though. Listen,
why?
If I'm a senator, because you can't come to me with evidence or an allegation that somebody who's nominated for Supreme Court or for anything with an allegation of a crime, and I'm gonna hold on to it. No, I call bullshit on that. I'm sorry. You know what I would have told her? I'd have told her, here's the thing. You let me know now, so I got to tell somebody else. But if you think that you're going to leave these written notes and all that shit with me and I'm just going to hold on to them, no, that's not how the game plays. You are reporting a crime to me, and I got to tell somebody.
But it wasn't a crime. Right. You know what I mean? So it wasn't that. And what she thought was that they'd be able to generate the bases and stuff to prevent it. And when she saw that it wasn't going to prevent it, that was her last straw. But I respect the fact that she gave her something in confidentiality to hold
on
to.
You can't give me that confidentiality.
Yeah. I know one thing. If I give you some stuff, bro, you better hold on to it.
Well, see, that's a little different. I ain't a senator.
I don't care if you was the president.
But that's different. No, that's not the same. That ain't the same. Okay. Yeah, if you come to me with that, you would have left my office knowing, I'm not holding on to that for you. You are in possession of possible evidence that, or let me cut that in half. Even if I didn't report you, I'm going to make sure somebody go back to your college days and check some of them folks. Now, I'm still keeping, you still maintaining anonymity, but I'm going to go and check. They did nothing with that, and I'm sorry. Feinstein, do not get a pass on that shit from me. I'm sorry. Not from me.
I hear you, but the point that I'm making is, even if she would have did it from the very beginning, the same thing would have happened. You know what I mean?
But her
and
hands
so
will be clean.
You, right. Well,
but
I mean,
her hands will be clean.
Her hands are still clean. Clean. You know what I mean? Because I don't think
they shouldn't be.
There was nothing she could do. That letter wouldn't have stopped him from becoming judge.
Once again, Mitch McConnell said,
that's right, yes.
So what they do, he going to be on the Supreme Court. Ain't nothing. We can slow it down.
We can delay it
for like a week.
But other than that,
it's going through.
See you again.
Now, if she had evidence that he actually killed somebody, that's something different. But, you know.
But I gave it to you with confidence, though.
Yeah, but once again, that yes, because that's an actual crime.
Okay.
What you said, and don't get it wrong. I'm not saying that what he did wasn't wrong.
No, I get that.
But you got this thing. Yeah, you got this thing called statute of limitation too. All of that had passed, so it wasn't really either. Great.
And what you got to remember is this wasn't a trial; it was just a hearing. It wasn't a trial. He wasn't under, you know, on trial.
Trust me. I've watched probably more news in the last year and a half, 2 years than I've done in a long time. And I'm well familiar with all of that. But I'm sorry. I'm going down saying, I hope Feinstein's ass, when it come up for reelection, don't get reelected. Damn that. I'm sorry. And also, there should be some kind of damn penalty on her ass for holding on to that shit. And if you're going to hold it, then you keep the shit there. That's my thing. I'd have brought that shit out as soon as you gave it to me.
Right, but yeah. Once I hear you, but if you brought it out, what was going to happen?
What's this?
The same result. It just would have happened laterally.
But watch this though. If she had that assignment, she could have. They could have done the proper a better investigation without that rush on it. That's what
was it going? Was it going to happen?
They wasn't going to do anything.
They wasn't going to do no investigation.
Was it going to happen? They didn't even give Congress half of this guy's papers that he wrote because they didn't want him to see it. They only gave him some. The Democrats was trying to get all of his writings. They wouldn't even give it to him. It's
and
a
and
sad
again, though,
fact.
But again, and you know what? I do understand that the end result was inevitable. And I do understand, we laughing, but I do understand that the Democrats are not going to go through the work and go through the trouble getting his ass kicked off the Supreme Court.
That's
let
the
me tell you one more thing. Watch this. And let me tell you one more thing. He going to be that piece that Trump needs to pardon his ass. And guess what? Right now, he's sitting where he needs to sit right now. Because, again, after the election, there's going to be a whole bunch of envelopes that Mueller probably already got sealed. So when they fire his ass, this shit is already going to be in the works. And then they're going to start the impeachment process. And right now, he got that get-out-of-jail-free card with Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Because even if they try to kick his ass off the court, I don't know the process. But since it's a Supreme Court process, I'm going to say, what, maybe a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years to get that done? That ain't going to be no quick shit. So he's going to be there long enough to make sure Trump gets that──└└└► get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, because see what you got to understand as well, and I hear what you're saying, but I think if they get lucky, if they take the House and they luck up and get the Senate as well, because it is within reach. So if they get the Senate as well as the House, then they going after them. If they just get the House, they just going after Trump. But if they get both, because without the House, they can't do nothing to the judge, because only the judges vote on that. Only the senators vote on judges. But if they get control of the House, then there's a possibility the Senate come up with enough evidence that then the Democrats will hold some more hearings. And this is why all of this stuff is running like it is. Trump would have been impeached already if Democrats was in office because there's evidence, but the Republicans, because they have control, they're not allowing half the stuff to even come to the light. So there's good. That's why I said the good. This is the good that's coming out of this is because it's waking people up and they realize we can't keep sleeping on these old white men because these old white men want to have control forever and they don't care by any means necessary. So I think it's starting to wake us up. But we'll see in November if it's waking anybody up or is they just talking?
And again, I hope that ain't what they're doing because right now, again. And I always say, if you happy with the shit that's going on, vote to keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope 98% of the world ain't happy with this shit. And we got to get out there and stop this because that man is just on some different type shit, man. I'm sorry. He's just on some different type shit. And again, my main regret when it comes to 45 is he don't like black people. Shit he be doing. Hey, how about you throw some favors this way, man?
Hey, I honestly, I don't think he like anybody, bro. to be honest.
Because you don't like nobody but himself.
Right.
You don't like himself half the time.
Yeah. It's just a millionaire club, a billionaire club.
Right. I bet you if we get enough black people or people, not necessarily black, but people of color in there, something tells me, okay, and I could be wrong, I'm just a messenger, but I could be wrong, but I think if we get enough Democrats that mean business in there, I think Trump will come on board. As long as you don't mess with his money, he'll come on board because he got no real ideology. He go by whatever people want, and they allow him every once in a while to throw his stuff in there. That's all that matters to him. And at one time, he did support the Democratic Party. So if we get some people in there, I don't think it'd be much of a much for him to just switch right over. Ain't no thing to him. Y'all just
what
make sure
saying,
I keep getting...
What you saying? Instead of him listening to Fox News, he'll listen to MSNBC?
He'll turn it to MSNBC. Honestly, I think, because ain't no shame in this game. Because he called everybody a liar the next day. Look how bad he talked about Cruz. And now he down in Texas trying to
root for him. Oh, wait, hold on now. So he not trying to root for him. He rooting for himself. This ain't about Cruz.
Yeah, it's all about keeping Cruz in that spot. Yeah. So he can keep his power.
Right, I know. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Ain't no shame to his game.
Oh, no.
He's got an ulterior motive, but there's no shame in his game.
They're actually helping each other.
Sister Purr, how's that cold doing?
About same as it was about an hour ago. But my spirit is better.
All right now. You drinking some hot tea?
We'll say hot tea. Yes, we'll say hot tea.
Okay.
Hey, but before we go, hey, did anybody catch that story on the news about the 20 people died in one limousine crash?
Yeah. Yeah, up in New York.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
The driver was arrested today.
Oh, really?
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I'm charged with, I think, second degree or something. Yeah.
No,
somebody, or the owner. No, my bad. The owner of the company. No, I thought it was the driver.
No, the driver.
Not that everybody died.
Okay, so owner of the company.
Right. Because they had records showing that brakes were bad, or there was enough mechanical shit showing that 20 people shouldn't have been on the road.
Actually, the owner of the limousine company, he used to be an informant, I think for the FBI or something, about like 911. He was working with the FBI, going undercover as a terrorist sympathizer. So I'm inclined to believe they set him up with that company. But he wasn't right. He wasn't right altogether.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me put my seatbelt on and get me a drink here. Baby brother, would you please explain how you inclined to believe that?
Because I read it.
No. Well, yeah, they set him up. You know, he went into witness protection.
Business,
they set him up with a little company,
but
the guy didn't do the work to maintain the company.
Okay. I thought you were saying the FBI set the guy up to die in the accident. Okay, I got you.
No.
All right, I'm going to
give you a short version.
Hey, that's
I'll
for next week.
The messenger come behind me and you know what I'm saying?
Okay. But again,
make it so you slow motherfuckers can understand. Slow motherfucker.
I'll be understanding that. All right, I'm good. I'm back. All right. But damn, that's like you. What was it? A wedding party in there, right? You just wiped out.
Birthday celebration.
People, man.
Birthday celebration. Yeah. But newly married.
So
but
was,
you know what I? Yeah. You know what I learned? There's no regulation on those limos. None of those extended things. There's no regulations on there because they're not real cars. They're manufactured
extended car. I thought they were like had a company that made limos. It doesn't work like
that.
No,
they made that.
They piece those things together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, remember Pimp My Ride? They used to do stuff like that. Yeah. Take a regular car and make it.
But watch this. They really bend this shit together, though. I mean, when is the last time you heard of a limo? What, it broke in the middle of some shit? I mean, you know, but again, if you got a taxi cab company, you got to keep maintenance up on your cabs, much less a limousine. But I thought this man, the way this shit looked, I thought he was drunk or he was on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly happened? It just fell apart?
I don't know.
Nah, he ran a stop sign and sideswiped, I think, a parked car, and then they ran into a ditch.
Yeah, that he went downhill through a T intersection of two state highways.
Wow. Oh, so he had no brakes or nothing, huh?
And then hit an empty vehicle in a parking lot and killed two pedestrians.
That would be running a stop sign then, right? Am I correct? Anyone on board? I really don't give a shit. Are you on board?
It started as a running the stop sign.
Yeah, well, once he ran through that T-section, he ran through the stop sign.
Right.
And
right.
Then crash, bang, boom.
So what I'm saying is he didn't have any brakes?
No, he had brakes. He just didn't stop. He ran through the stop sign.
Oh.
Okay, so was it that his brakes failed while he went through the stop sign? Which is what the report got out. That's the shit I read.
Yeah, not to be a racist. If he was a Spanish, I can believe it, because they run stop signs all the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Hold on. You're talking about my
people. But definitely here, they run stop signs all the time.
Okay, hold on. You're talking about my people.
All
right. They're my people, too. We are all God's people.
Yeah. Everybody.
They drive like cops drive. You ever see a cop, like you pass a cop, and now he busts that U-turn? That's just how they do it, in the middle of an intersection of a busy street.
Really?
They don't give a shit. They actually, you ever seen a bull and a matador? Normally, when you see them two, when they coming at each other, that's just what that's like. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, he drives the cab, and he called me today and was letting me know he's seen a bull fight. And what he mean by that is, he's seen two Spanish people challenge
you
each other.
You know what? I can't.
And they both lost. And they both lost.
So you're going to compare the rest of the Hispanic drivers to Patterson drivers?
No, I said I don't know where you are. I'm just saying. I don't know where you are. But I'm saying here. And I'm pretty sure, out in California, too. I'm pretty sure.
All right, now that we've talked about most of the Hispanic population. listen. We see all the Hispanic population with their driving ability. I was just close to nothing. I will let that go. But anyway,
Hey, but you know what though? I'm sorry. Before you say that, hey, one of the things we got to admit, we don't want to admit it, but some of these stereotypes is true.
Yeah. people don't pay attention.
Some of them is true.
I can't play basketball.
I say all of them. Some of them. Yo, you like chicken? You like chicken?
No.
No.
Oh. How many times a day first?
Sometimes you got to get that George Jefferson, Archie Bunker attitude. And you got to pay attention. Open your eyes. You'll see it.
Brother, so you about to tell me that Dave Chappelle, I'm predisposed to like chicken?
Hello?
Because I love it. I do love it.
You know what? True story. Yes. I had a white friend. He invited me to his house on Sunday for dinner. And his mama, she threw down. I give her credit. I kid you not. She had some ribs up there, and after I ate them ribs, I went and sat in that chair, and it was lights out. It was lights out. I fell asleep. So what I might have been snoring.
We promoting itis?
Now, I don't know if I had any, I don't know if I had any barbecue sauce around my lips, but it definitely put me to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, but listen, y'all. We appreciate you for joining the show, dear baby, baby brother. That's right. We used to call him baby boy. And, you know, this ain't Tyree. This ain't Tyree show. But anyway,
and one day I'm gonna school you on them little fake ass Korean people trying to act like they're sushi people. When I mean sushi people, I mean Japanese. We call them sushi people.
Hey, and I'm not a racist. Before you turn away from our podcast, it's important again that you tell a friend about registering to vote. Because let me tell you something. If you don't register, if you don't vote, then just sit back and take the shit that's going to happen to you and just keep your mouth shut. See, because now is the time for us to speak up. And how do we speak up? We speak up with our voice through the vote. Again, we attempt to entertain you on the attic. But as we close out from now to election midterms, we get serious for about a minute and 15 seconds. Because, listen, folks, it is so important that you get out and vote. I think I've registered online about 50 people through emails. But, again, you got to get out. You got to make sure your friend gets out. And they got to make sure their friend gets out. Because let me tell you, your voice is desperately needed right now. And if you keep your voice silent, a silent voice in this particular political geo-atmosphere that we're surviving in right now, a silent voice is a voice that says keep things the way they are. So there is no silent voice. You are actively trying to change it, or you're going to sit back and think someone else is going to change it, which means you don't like it, but you're going to let it go. Now, down in Florida, like I said, a lot of my drill sergeants, former drill sergeants, we were drill sergeants together, worked with Brother Gilliam. So I'm very familiar with a lot of people on his campaign staff. And through them, I know him, and I support him if I could vote for him in Florida. But since I can't, we have a member of our cast in Florida, and she's out helping register voters and get people to vote for Brother Gilliam so we could bring about some kind of change in Florida. You've got millions of people affected in Florida by the felony law that says once you've been arrested with a charge with a felony, you can't vote for 7 years. Institutionalized racism and all is all that is. But nonetheless, because we're closing the show now, everybody find a body and get them to the polls. Let's vote. Let's let this nation know that we are not going to be silent. We're going to party up for our right to fight against what we don't believe in. So that's my voter registration pitch for this evening. And we're going to go ahead and give everybody the opportunity to say goodnight. 10 seconds. And then we're going to end this podcast so I can call my IT guy. So from co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, I'm saying goodnight to the cast. And cast say goodnight to the world.
Goodnight to the world.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight and say hello to the... Say goodbye, rather, to the morning after pill and say hello to the coat hanger and the 12-step program.
Just to purr, feel better. Hey, everybody have a wonderful evening, and we'll get it started tomorrow. Baby bud, take your ass to sleep. Good night.
Good night.
My medication just wore off. I got to up it.
Just what? You up now?